Chapter 12, Deserts and Snacks. This may be the longest chapter in the book. I love to bake and I'm always trying out new recipes. Most are winners but, of course, there are a few losers too. I got several recipes from friends and a few from my enemies, and some from the internet. The names fascinated me, which meant I had to try them. Congo Squares Ingredients. 1 box light brown sugar. 2 sticks of margarine, melted. 3 eggs. 2¾ c of 4. 2½ teaspoons baking powder. 1 c broken nuts, optional 1½ c chocolate chips. Directions, cream sugar and melted butter. Add eggs, 1 at a time, beating well. Sift flour and baking powder together. Stir flour mixture into sugar-butter mixture a little at a time. Add nuts and chocolate chips. Bake in a greased 9x13 pan for 25 minutes at 350 degrees, preheated. Note, do not use a mixer, mix this with a wooden spoon. Cool completely before cutting into squares. Wild oatmeal cookies. Yield, 5 dozen. Ingredients. 3 sticks softened butter or margarine. 1 c packed light brown sugar. 1/2 c sugar. 1½ teaspoon vanilla. 2 large eggs. 2 c all-purpose flour. 4½ c rolled oats. 1/2 a teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1/2 a teaspoon cinnamon. 2 c chocolate chips, or peanut butter chips, 1/2 a teaspoon nutmeg. Directions, preheat oven to 375 degrees. Soften butter in microwave if not soft enough. Beat butter with electric mixer until fluffy, about 1 minute. Add sugars and beat for another minute. Add eggs, beat for 2 more minutes. Complete mixing with a spoon. Add vanilla, stir, mix in flour, baking soda, and salt until you longer see white. Stir in rolled oats until well blended. Add in cinnamon, nutmeg, and chocolate chips. Stir as well possible. Drop by rounded teaspoonful on ungreased cookie sheet. Bake 10 to 12 minutes until cookies are browned on the bottom. Cool cookies for at least 10 minutes before eating. Note, if you want to be creative, add 1/2 c raisins or 1/3 c chopped nuts or 1/2 c craisins or dried apricots. A friend gave me this recipe and my reaction was no way. But I tried it and it was delicious. Baked pineapple ingredients. 2 cans of crushed pineapple with juice. 4 tablespoons cornstarch. 8 tablespoons sugar. Directions. Combine all ingredients and place in a casserole, sprinkle with cinnamon. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour. These cookies always seem to be Halloween cookies, to give to trick or treaters or for my kids. Peanut marshmallow cookies ingredients. 1/2 c shortening. 1/2 c sugar. 1/2 c firmly packed brown sugar. 1/2 c peanut butter. 1 egg, beaten 1¼ c flour. 3/4 of a teaspoon baking soda. 1/4 of a teaspoon salt. 1/4 of a teaspoon baking powder. 1 c miniature marshmallows. Directions, cream shortening, sugars, peanut butter and beaten egg. Combine dry ingredients and add to creamed mixture. Fold in marshmallows. Form into 1-inch balls and place on greased cookie sheet. Bake at 350 degrees for about 8 to 10 minutes. Everybody has a favorite pumpkin pie recipe, but I like these cookies using canned pumpkin. Pumpkin chocolate chip cookies ingredients. 1½ c canned pumpkin. 1½ c sugar. 2 eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 3/4 c oil. 3 c flour. 1½ teaspoon milk. 3 teaspoons baking powder. 1½ teaspoon baking soda. 1 package of chocolate chips. 1 teaspoon salt. Directions, Mix ingredients in order given. Form into 1-inch balls, bake on greased cookie sheet for 10 to 12 minutes at 350 degrees. My daughter gave me this recipe. She discovered it at a potluck and used it for years for baked sales at school. Magic cookie bars ingredients. 1/2 c of butter or margarine. 1/2 c crumbled graham crackers. 1 can of sweetened condensed milk, 14 ounces 1/6 ounces package of chocolate chips or butterscotch chips. 1 can, 3.5 ounces, flaked coconut. 1 c chopped nuts. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees or 325 for glass pan. Melt margarine in oven in 13 by 9 baking pan. Sprinkle crumbs over margarine. Pour milk evenly over crumbs. Top with remaining ingredients. Press down. Cook for 25 to 30 minutes. Cool, then chill and cut into bars. Store at room temperature. This is another recipe that takes time, but it is worth it. Best chocolate cake ingredients. 2 c flour. 2 c sugar. 1/2 c cocoa powder, unsweetened. 1.5 teaspoon baking soda. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/2 c shortening. 1 c milk. 1/2 c cold black coffee. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 2 large eggs. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease and flour 2 to 9 inches cake pans. Mix flour, sugar, cocoa powder, baking soda and salt in a large bowl. Beat in the shortening with an electric mixer on low speed. Add the milk and beat in thoroughly. Increase speed to high and beat for 2 minutes. Add the eggs and beat for 2 more minutes. Pour the batter into the pans divided equally. Smooth the batter with a spatula. Bake cakes in the middle of the oven for 30 to 35 minutes. Test with toothpick that cake is baked. Cool the cakes in the pans for 5 minutes. Turn the cakes onto wire racks to cool completely. Frosting. Ingredients: 1 c unsweetened cocoa powder, 1/2 c softened butter, 1/2 c light corn syrup, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 c warm water, 4 c confectioner's sugar, 1 c chopped walnuts, divided. Directions: combine cocoa powder, butter, corn syrup, vanilla and salt in a large bowl. Beat on medium speed for 2 minutes. Add warm water, mix well. Beat in confectioner's sugar in 2 batches. Beat until smooth. Place 1 layer top side down on a large flat plate. Spread with 1 c of frosting, sprinkle with 2/3 c chopped nuts. Top with the remaining cake layer top side up. Frost the top and sides with the remaining frosting, swirling with a small spatula. Garnish the cake with the remaining walnuts. My mother had a tube pan and frequently used it for birthday cakes and other special occasions. I had miserable luck, one failure after another with that pan, until I bought a Pampered Chef Bundt pan. I've never had a failure. Most cake recipes aren't specifically for Bundts. Research revealed a cookbook only for Bundts and I have tried almost all of them. Thanks to author Susanna Short Bundt Cake Bliss, I am a champion Bundt cake baker. One of the simplest cake recipes I've ever seen is her rave reviews cake. Since it is made with a commercial cake mix, I tried something different. Here is my version of the rave reviews cake. Rave reviews cake ingredients: 1 box, 1800 z, pineapple or devil's food cake mix. 1 small box vanilla instant pudding, not sugar-free. 1.3 c water. 4 eggs. 1/4 c oil. 1 1/3 coconut. 1 c chopped walnuts or pecans. Directions: preheat oven to 325 degrees. Prepare Bundt pan using butter and flour or baker's joy, I prefer this method, and set aside. Combine cake mix and pudding mix, water, eggs, and oil in a large bowl. Beat on medium speed for 4 minutes, or mix by hand with a wooden spoon, works just as well. Stir in coconuts and nuts. Pour into prepared bundt. Bake 1 hour or until a toothpick comes out cake clean. Cool for 15 minutes and invert onto a cooling rack or serving platter. I found a serving plate and locking dome cover at Dollar Tree and use it every time I make a cake. 2 different frostings are recommended, caramel frosting or coconut frosting. Caramel frosting, ingredients. 8 tablespoons butter. 1 c brown sugar. 1/4 of a teaspoon salt. 1/3 c half and half, heavy cream works just as well. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 3.5 c confectioner's sugar. Directions: melt butter in a small pan. Stir in brown sugar and salt, cook over medium heat for 3 minutes until sugar is dissolved. Stir in the cream and return to boil. Remove from heat and allow to return to room temperature. Stir in vanilla and beat in confectioner's sugar until the frosting is fluffy and spreadable. This is enough to frost 1 bundt cake. Coconut frosting, ingredients. 10 tablespoons softened butter. 1 egg yolk. 2 c confectioner's sugar. 3 to 4 tablespoons half and half or cream. 2/3 c flaked coconut. Directions: beat the butter until creamy and light. Stir in egg yolk and continue beating. Add the sugar a little at a time and continue beating until smooth. Add the cream and beat until very fluffy. Stir in the coconut. This is also a nice frosting for cupcakes. Mom was not the best cake baker, but once she conquered a recipe, she made it often. This is one of her victories. Chocolate coconut fudge cake ingredients. 1.5 c sugar. 3/4 c oil. 2 eggs. 2 c flour. 1/2 cocoa. 1.5 baking soda. 1.5 baking powder. 1 teaspoon salt. 3/4 c hot water. 3/4 c buttermilk. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 1/2 chopped nuts. Filling ingredients. 1/2 c sugar. 8 ounces of softened cream cheese. 1 egg. 1/2 c flaked coconut. 1 c chocolate bits. Directions: preheat oven at 350 degrees. Prepare filling and set aside. Grease and flour or baker's choice bundt pan. In large bowl combine sugar, oil and eggs. Beat 1 minute on high, add remaining ingredients, except filling, and beat 3 minutes on medium. Stir in nuts by hand. Pour half batter in pan. Spoon filling over batter evenly and top filling with remaining batter. Bake 55 to 65 minutes until toothpick comes out clean. Cool in pan 15 minutes, remove from pan onto wire rack. Cool completely. Drizzle with chocolate glaze, 1 c confectioner's sugar, 3 tablespoons cocoa and water to make thin syrup. We have many grocery stores which cater to the Latino population. I like to shop there for fresh vegetables and herbs. I can always find the cilantro to be fresh and less expensive than in other grocery stores. I happened to go down the baking aisle and spotted imitation coconut extract. I had never seen that before and saw it had a recipe for Aloha cake on the back of the package. I tried it and it has quickly become a favorite whenever I contribute to a potluck. Aloha cake ingredients. 1 pkg yellow cake mix. 4 teaspoons coconut extract. 1 pkg vanilla pudding. 1 can crushed pineapple, drained. 1 tub whipped topping, thawed. Directions: prepare cake mix as directed on the package, stir in 3 teaspoons of the coconut extract. Pour into greased and floured or baker's joy pan 13 by 9. Bake in preheated 350 degree oven 30 minutes or until toothpick inserted in center comes out clean. Cool completely in pan. Prepare pudding mix as directed on package, stirring and remaining 1 teaspoon of coconut extract. Spread pineapple and pudding mix over cake. Frost with whipped topping. Refrigerate 1 hour or until ready to serve. The topping can be real whipped cream. Just as yummy. This is one of those recipes I only made once. It took a lot of patience and I'm glad I tackled it. It is for the experimenter. Saltwater taffy ingredients. 2c sugar. 1c white corn syrup. 1½ c water. 1½ teaspoon salt. 2 tablespoons butter. 1/2 teaspoon peppermint extract. 7 drops of green food coloring. Directions: mix sugar, corn syrup, water, salt and pepper in. Medium pan. Heat on medium stir to dissolve all ingredients and boil to 260 degrees on a candy thermometer, hard ball stage. Stir in butter, peppermint extract and food color. Cool to room temperature, form into small balls, and wrap in wax paper. Store airtight away from heat.